The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Effingham, Kansas, the ladies' game at about, and it's the guys' turn. With Joseph producing and engineering of the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside. It is boys' high school basketball out of the Northeast Kansas League as ACCHS hosting the Horton Chargers. We're set to go here as the ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by the Tigers, and we're underway. Atchison County, under head coach Taylor Smith, is assistant coach Alex Thornburg, and Tigers quickly into the lane. The shot goes up, and it won't go in. And ACCHS comes up with a rebound. A follow shot, no. Another rebound. A follow shot blocked. Tigers are going to control it out on top. ACCHS starting Trenton Kimmy and Matthew Worley with Creighton Bowerly, Colton Myers, and James Sheets. For Horton and head coach David Losey, the Chargers will be starting Luke McAfee and Gannon Becker with Trent Ottman, Cooper Wishrop, and Jack Allen. Here's another shot missing for the Tigers. They're starting off a little cold, and here comes Horton with their first possession of the evening. ACCHS coming into the game at 2-1 in the conference, 3-1 overall. Horton, 3-1, all in conference play. Here's a running jump shot. It's up and no good. Offensive rebound lost, and it's going to be stolen back by the Tigers. Here comes Atchison County. They'll quick break down the left side. Way out on top. It's going to be Bowerly. Creighton will skip it off to James Sheets. Sheets kicks it around to the right side. The Tigers working the ball from side to side above the three-point circle, trying to open something up in the middle where we're a minute and a half into a scoreless game. Horton in a player defense. The ball worked to the top side again. Bowerly has it. Kicks it over to the left side to Worley. Matthew just holding it up, and the Tigers very, very patient. Sheets has it in the middle. It has no shot. Back on top of it, it comes again. Here's Colton Myers trying to baseline. Up and good for two. Colton Myers in the first bucket of the ball game for the Tigers. They're going to break out on top of 2-0. 6:10 to go in the first. Horton with the ball around to the right. Kind of sad. This is the final game of 2022. Can you believe it? Where has the first half of the season gotten to already? 2023 looks right. There are going to be some great games. We've got a jam-packed schedule for you here on Care Radio and looking forward to bringing them all to you. Right now, though, Horton will drive all the way across beneath the goal to the other side, bring it out on top. Luke McAfee continues to handle the ball. Now the feed goes into the middle, and there's going to be a travel. Taking an extra step, Gannon Becker needing some daylight. Couldn't find it. And it has been a defensive battle. 2.5 minutes into the game, and it is a 2-0 Tiger lead. ACCHS back down the floor with it. job site is going to be sheets. He'll work in front of the Horton bench now. Creighton Bowerly. Back over to the left. They'll go. Worley. Skip pass down low. Tigers are trying to get underneath to Colton. His shot deflected a little bit. Rebound to go down is going to be McAfee. Luke will fly up the floor. Dish it over to the left side. The uncontested three, short. And a rebound on the fly to Trenton Kimmy. On the other end of the floor, the layup missed. Rebound, Horton, and they stepped on the baseline. Still a 2-0 ball game. 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly here. Have not had a foul committed by either team. Both teams in a player defense. Here's an open three from the outside and knocking it down. Great Bowerly. Tigers leap to a 5-0 lead, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to take a break at 4:48 to go. Still in the opening quarter in Effingham. Timeout Tigers. ACCHS 5, Horton nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Horton is on the floor with, just giving it a quick scan, looks like still they're starting five out there. McAfee, Becker, Ottman, Wishrop, and Allen coming off the Tiger bench. The second team to come off is going to be still Kimmy, Worley, Bowerly, Myers, and Sheets. It'll be Horton basketball. They trail on the ball game at 5-0. I'm going to have you with us here on Care Radio for High School Hoops tonight. Driving into the lane. Here's a jump shot. 13-footer from the left side. Good. Horton is on the board with a jumper by Gannon Becker. It is 5-2 Atchison County. We're down to 4.5 to play here, opening quarter. In Effingham, Kansas, it is an absolutely packed house here tonight. Here's a drive to the right side. Open three on its way. Good, James Sheets. James picking up his first bucket of the game, and the Tigers stretch their lead to 8-2. Midpoint already of the opening quarter. Looking down toward the baseline right. Chargers are going to bring it out on top. Working in between the circles is going to be Wishrop. Feeds into the lane, left side. Now back off the block, trying to get a shot away, but Myers' defense too strong. They're going to have to push it back to the point again. Jack Allen will cut into the lane. Two big long steps. Shot is up, missing. Rebound slapped out on top. Horton's going to recover it. Still an 8-2 Tiger lead. Cannon Becker with the only points so far for the Chargers this evening. Pass comes topside. Horton will back it away all the way into the center circle. Becker with the basketball. Dumps it over to Wishop. They'll try to feed the cutter in the middle, but well defended. Now the second man cuts for the shot. Rejected. Rebounding it back down. Atchison County. Tigers run. They'll fly down the left side. Dump pass to the baseline. Turnaround shot in and out. No. Wouldn't fall for Colton. Back up with the become Horton. McAfee run to the ball clip from the one. Goes down the left side. Plays off a screen. His jumper in and out. Horton getting some good looks, getting some good shots, but they are just not quite falling for them here in the opening quarter. A lot of game to play. 2:48 to go in the first, and a driving layup is good for Bowerly. The Tigers stretch their lead, and Horton will take its first timeout this evening. We're going to take another break, Joseph, now with 2:43 to go in the quarter. The score is Tigers 10, Horton 2.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming out of the timeout, we'll bring the ball up the floor. They trail by 8. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. Trent Ottman has it, top of the key. He looks inside, and as he dishes it over to the left, newly into the ballgame, Jackson Moman, the 6-foot sophomore, travels with it. Back it comes to Atchison County. Tigers up the floor. They just have great speed. And here's a shot for the baseline right, rejected by McAfee. ACCHS putting it in play at the baseline. Little skip pass is going to come in. Out on top, Trenton. ACCHS has gone to the bench as well and have brought Dalton Damon in. Here's a shot inside and again rejected. Horton's doing a fabulous job defensively, just not getting any points to fall for them here early in the game. We're at 2 minutes to play in the first. Little behind the head shot. It's up and plus one. The bucket for Horton belongs to Cooper. And Wishop is going to get a free throw. First foul of the ball game will belong to the Tigers and be credited to James Sheets. The free throw will not fall. And it's going to go out of bounds. Wait, we get a foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be on Blue 32. And having just entered the game, we haven't even had a chance to tell you yet, the Caden Smith, the 6'3" junior's in, and he will have gotten his first foul. Here's a three from the top of the key, very short. Rebound off the floor for the Tigers, following it up. It's in and out, no good. Atchison County missing an opportunity to put a little more on the board. Dalton Damon, Friday deep in. Horton with it on the right side. The running jump shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be taken away long by Jackson Moman. Horton will continue to control the basketball. A little entry pass and the bounce along the baseline. It'll be kicked out of bounds by Atchison County. ACCHS is going to rotate back into the ballgame. Colton Myers. Minute 15 to play in the first. It's still a 10-4 lead for the Tigers. Horton with the basketball around to the left side here in Effingham, Kansas tonight. Not a long road trip for these two teams. Probably something beneath a half hour. Skip pass through the lane. Dangerous pass, but successful. Comes out on top, and before that pass, they got it to the point. We're going to get a foul on the reaching in by Atchison County. The whistle is going to be on Dalton. So Dalton Damon will have his first foul. Atchison County team foul two. And the inbound nearly stolen away by the Tigers, but Horton able to recover it and save the offensive possession. Inside the last minute now of the first. Horton with the basketball, trailing it by a half dozen. They'll swing it over to the left wing, back into the lane, skip past to the baseline with a three-point shot, set sailing off the mark, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and Horton's going to keep control. 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Now all the way out to the top with heels in the center circle. Horton will handle the ball. It's going to be McAfee. They'll go right side to Moman. The feed to the right side of the lane. A little skip pass into the middle. And again, a ton of traffic and a dangerous pass. But this time, taken away by ACCHS. Outlet, Colt Myers. And there's going to be a foul. So the foul, we'll see against which Horton player it will be called. It's going to be quickly the second foul on Caden Smith. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Colton Myers. Colton has 2 points. His first free throw won't quite fall for him. He's going to have another shot at it. 14 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Colton taking a deep breath as a 6'4" senior. Second free throw will not go. The offensive rebound and the putback up and in by Trenton Kimmy. 12-2 Tigers. Horton's got to be aware of the time, and I don't think they are. With 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, there's your desperation shot at the buzzer that fails, and we've come to the end of the first. We're in Effingham, Kansas, boys high school basketball. We're after one. Atchison County, 12, Horton, 4.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout savings. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Going to the second quarter here in Effingham. It is a 12-4 lead for the homestanding Tigers. Welcome back, everybody. The Lady Tigers winning in the opening game this evening. ACCHS coming out of the court with a quick look at the original starting five. Trenton Kimmy, Matthew Worley, Creighton Ballady, Colton Myers, and James Sheets. Up for Horton. It's going to be, it looks like they're starting five as well. No, we're going to have one new player in the game. Horton will feed it underneath, little reverse layup. Behind the head and somehow up and good. Cooper Weiskopf gets his fourth point of the game. That was a spectacular shot. Horton has brought Dante Mosqua into the game. Baseline shot off the window and good. Colton Myers has pushed down a 4 points. It is now 14-6, Atchison County, 7:20 to go this first half of the guys' game. Horton will cut into the lane, spinning 360 counterclockwise, and as he goes up for the layup, we're going to have a Tiger foul. A couple of free throws coming up here for McAfee. Colton Myers going to pick up his first foul. It'll be Tiger team foul three, one each on Myers, Sheets, and Damon. And Luke McAfee steps up. 6'2" sophomore. First free throw, perfect. And Luke is on the board. Horton is going to bring Jack Allen back into the game. The Tigers are going to see Dalton Damon return. One more free throw coming up for Luke. His shot is in there. 14-8. So the Tigers established that 6-point lead fairly early in the game. Horton has been playing them even since then. And again, you're going to see Atchison County with players about a step, step and a half above the circle. Work the ball around the outside. Now they're going to take a shot that fails. Rebound again, and it's going to be Horton. Here comes Gannon Becker. He'll spin it down to the baseline where the jumper is up and good. They're going to call it a two. Very near, but three, but not quite. And McAfee will have his fourth point. Then it's back to a four-point game at 14-10. ACCHS immediately attacks in the middle. Player defense for Horton's not going to allow it. And ACCHS will rotate it back on top again. Tigers on offense in front of the Horton bench, going from left to right here in the first half. Jump shot is up. It's going to be way, way short. And the rebound cleared away. Here come the Chargers. Horton with the basketball, trailing it out only by four. Cross-court pass, there's no one around. The uncontested three, short. And an offensive rebound. The follow-away follow shot is good. Gannon Becker has four. And the Tiger lead has been trimmed to two. Inside six to go in the half. Atchison County with the basketball way up top side. Not just heels on, but clearly standing in the center circle, James Sheets. His pass to the wing looking for Dalton Damon is going to be rejected out of bounds. Tigers are going to be putting it back in play. Creighton Bowerly will return to the floor, and we're going to see Matthew Worley check out for head coach Smith. Tigers putting it into play right in front of Dave Losey down here. ACCHS over to the left side. 14-12, Tigers in front. 5.5 to go first half. Pass will come down to the baseline right to Sheets. Way out on top again. It's going to be Worley. Sheets again on the right side. He'll try to drive in the middle. The defense for Horton has been really good all night long. Back out on top, it'll come to James. And the Tigers, a lot of standing around here. Now the pass, they'll lob it down low, getting it to Trenton. Kennedy will accelerate across the baseline. It's going to be blocked from behind it. They're going to call not a foul on the block. They're going to call a blocking foul in front. So the foul is going to be on Luke McAfee, his first, and Horton team foul three. So team fouls are going to be evened up again at three apiece. First free throw, rattles around a little bit and goes in for Trenton Kimmy. That's the first free throw hit for the Tigers. They're one of three at the line. Trenton sends this one up right through there. He's got four. 16-12 ACCHS at 5:10 to go in the half. Running into the lane with the ball. No room. Back out on top it comes. Now they'll feed to the right side of the lane. The shot is up off the window, but too strong. Tigers are going to clear it down. And James Sheets will pull down the rebound. At 5'9", James, the smallest player on the floor right now for either team. 4:44 left in the half. Tigers will kick it over to the right side. Trenton looks to the middle. Nothing there. Again, impressed with the Horton defense. But right now, the Tigers, when they get any kind of a shot, are shooting really, really well. Now they'll kick it right. Damon, bit of a head fake, pulls it up. Shot is up, and they're going to call a travel. So Atchison County unable to capitalize on the nice look in the middle by Dalton. 4:29 to go, second quarter. Horton back up the floor with it. They're going to just walk it up as Cannon Becker takes a look over his left shoulder. The coaching staff gets the call, brings it off on top. With the ball, it's going to be Wishrop. Horton bumps it out on top. Becker will work it around to the left side, dumps it over there, gets it there. That's Jackson Moman. 4 minutes to go in the half. Way back out on top again. Gannon, Becker. And Horton slowing it down, being very patient, really backing it away, spreading the floor, trying to get those lanes open up a little bit in the middle, pulling that player defense out, and now they're going to call a 5 seconds closely guarded. Jackson Moman not really happy with that call against him, and the official gives it back to the Tigers. Here comes ACCHS. 3:45 to play in the first. Skip pass over to the right side. Trenton Kimmy back on top. Has a really long three, and it's going to be rather short. And a rebound cleared down by Horton. Charges back up the floor. Running it up the court is going to be McAfee. Goes straight down the lane. Coast to coast. Teardrop over the front is good. McAfee with six. 16-14. Tigers by two. 3:25 to go in the half. The pass over to the left side is going to be into the crowd. It's going to be Horton basketball. The officials going over and checking on everybody over there. Everybody seems to be all right. 3:21 to play in the first half. Now the officials taking a minute. Are they going to? The player had gone to the floor. They're going to try to towel that down a little bit. 16-14. Ladies' game belonged to the Tigers tonight. ACCHS has led for the duration of this game. In fact, has led by as many as eight early on. Horton battling back here. Final game of 2022. Not going to see another high school game in this year. Chargers have it right side. It'll come way out on top. Nearly going over back, but they're able to rescue it. 3 minutes to go. Here's a beautiful backdoor pass, and as he goes up to try to block it, Colt Myers, having come in a little bit late, collects his second foul. Chargers will come to the free throw line with an opportunity to tie the game. Atchison County's going to go to the bench. We're going to see, checking in for the first time tonight, Ben Rush. First free throw is in there. And Jackson Moman picks up his first point tonight. Out of the game for Atchison County is going to come Colton Myers. Remember, he's out there with a couple of fouls. 3:01 to go in the half. Second free throw for the tie is good. Moman hits them both. It is a 16-16 ball game. Now inside 3 minutes to play before intermission. Swinging it over to the left side. Tigers with the basketball. Bowerly. They'll drive it all the way around to the right side. They'll cross over dribble. Cuts it back to the left. Takes it between the circles. Sheets will have it. James will dump it over to the right side to Matthew. Worley feeds in the middle. Rush has it. Goes back on the right side to Sheets. He'll start to drive in. Defense cuts him off. He'll have to push it back out on top. Here's a three for Matthew. Rims all the way around. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Trent Kimmy. Now it's going to be loose. Stolen away. Horton. Coast to coast. Finger roll. No. And a Tiger rebound. 2:20 to go. First half. And the Tigers will go coast to coast and miss the layup. Rebounded by Horton. These two teams are full of energy and running from one end to the other. But it's relatively low scoring with 2 minutes to play in the half at 16-16. Top side, that's Trent Ottman. He's trying to shake the defensive rush. Ball's going to be batted away and almost gets out of bounds. McAfee's able to rescue it. Horton stays on offense. The step inside, the baseline right, jump shot good. And off the bucket by Gannon Becker. Horton has its first lead of the evening. 1:40 to go in the half. It's 18-16 Chargers. A little behind the head pass to the right side to Sheets. Tigers are back on offense. Out on top it's going to be Trenton. Kimmy with the basketball. Now to Bowerly. Creighton looks to the middle. 1:20 to play in the half. Tigers finding it really difficult to get the ball inside, and that is where they are so, so good. Here's a pass, baseline right, shot off the window and in. Kimmy found that sliver of daylight, took advantage of it, hits the bucket to tie the game, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break, Joseph with only 1:04 to go, opening half in Effingham, Kansas. Atchison County and Horton, we're all even at 18.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Another game is going on involving teams in the care listening areas. The girls' final, by the way, Jeff West defeats Holton tonight, 40-28. Already at halftime, the Sabetha boys lead Nemaha Central 26-18 at the break, and Perry in front of Royal Valley, 29-19 halfway through their game. We're in the last minute of the first half of this one, and it's an 18-18 game. Again, not high scoring, but it can't get any closer than this. Horton with a basketball. They'll skip it to the left side of the lane, dish it back on top, down to the point, stepping inside from 14, it's in and out, no. Rebound tipped out, Tigers control it down. Coming up with it, Ben Rush. And now his upcourt pass stolen back by Horton, 25 seconds ago. And now the Tigers try to steal it, but will lose it out of bounds. ACCHS dance group getting ready to entertain at halftime as they're positioning themselves near the end of the court. Always look forward to a nice holiday routine. It is that time. I'm saying Mariah Carey. We'll see. Right now, 14 seconds left in the half. Still tied. Horton with the ball. Backing in. Twisting, shooting, soft. Offensive rebound with four. Putting on the floor was turning and shooting. Off the window, no. Rebound out of bounds, and that's it. The buzzer goes up, and we go to the locker rooms, and we are tied. Returning to Effingham, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you with the intermission score. Atchison County 18, Horton 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, where the boys' game has gone to halftime, and it is deadlocked at 18. A recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Horton, 6 points apiece for Luke McAfee and Gannon Becker, a four-point heifer, Cooper Wishrop, and Jackson Moman with two. For Atchison County, it was 6 for Trenton Kimmy. Creighton Bowerly with 5, 4.5 for Colton Myers, James Sheets with 3. Horton outscoring the Tigers 18-6 in the second quarter to tie this game up. No one in any real foul trouble. Each team has one player with two. Colton Myers for the Tigers and Caden Smith for Horton. Stick with us. Second half coming up live here on K-Radio. It will be a good one. But with that intermission score, Atchison County 18, Horton 18. Back we go to Joseph in the K-Radio Holiday Studios for halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the ACCHS gym out in Effingham, Kansas, as Horton and ACCHS are meeting up tonight. We'll return to the boys' game in just a moment. We are going to take a break here at the Care Country Studios to celebrate the Christmas season and the New Year. We will be back to regularly broadcasting on January 3rd. We have a 6 p.m. girls game at the Oskaloosa at Horton series scheduled for that evening. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in a checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all they have to offer at Union State Bank of Atchison. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB to discuss which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at some of the scores in the girls' games, we have finals to report. Nemaha beat Sabetha with a final score of Nemaha Central 29, Sabetha 27. It was Jeff West over Holton in the girls' game, 40-28. In the Perry LeCompton Royal Valley game, Perry LeCompton Cause took home a win at 45 points to Royal Valley's 36. And in the game that you listened to earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was ACCHS Girls 64, Horton 16. I'll be back with the boys' scores in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Listen for our 12 Days of Christmas, Care Style, Thursday on the morning show. We have 12 local celebrities, each one singing a different verse on the 12 Days of Christmas. Your task will be to correctly identify a specific number out of the 12 different voices. We'll tell you that exact number when we get a bit closer to the giveaway. First person to do so is going to win a wonderful Christmas basket, courtesy of our great sponsor, Urban Lawn Care. It's the 12 Days of Christmas Care Style. Be listening Thursday on the morning show, right around 7:30.
I do have one late reporting final to report. It was the Clifton Clyde ladies over the Troy ladies, 62-61 tonight. In boys games in action, the Nemaha Thunder and the Sabetha Blue Jays are currently about halfway through the third quarter, and the current score is Blue Jays 43, Thunder 31. In the Holton-Jefferson West game, with 5 minutes and 48 seconds left in the third, it is currently Holton 35, Jefferson West 23. And at halftime in this game, it's all knotted up, with ACCHS and Horton tied at 18. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill warning begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Friday night. 14 tonight, under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. 33 tomorrow, cloudy. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here at Epic Am Kansas, getting set to go to the second half in a game that cannot be any closer. It is low scoring, but it is tight. 18-18, ACCHS and Horton. Going to the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, back at a Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, somebody's going to have to pick up all that tinsel at some point. I don't know. But it looks good. It's very festive. Joseph, thank you very much for halftime and all the things you do. Tigers are going to be putting the ball in play, and the shot is going to go up underneath. It's knocked away. Loose on the floor. Atchison County is going to pick it up, and then Horton is going to steal it back away. Chargers, their defense has been sterling here tonight. Here's a drive across. 13-foot runner missing, and a rebound hauled away by Trenton Kimmy. Tigers back up the floor. Long pass up the left sideline, and the feed goes underneath. And Colton, say what, Colton Myers is the kryptonite right now for Horton. He's got a half a dozen points, and when he's in the game, and he was out quite a bit in the first half with a couple of fouls, he is their matchup problem. It is 20-18, ACCHS. Horton with the basketball, comes off on top. Jack Allen from 15, boom. 20-20. We are a minute gone in the second half. That was Jack Allen's first point of the game. But now on the other end, a layup is up and good by Bowerly, who gets through the lane. 22-20. We're seeing pretty high scoring for how this game has gone. Another cross-court pass stolen. It's a jailbreak layup good. Matthew Worley gets his first point of the game. 24-20. Horton by four. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Or rather, Atchison County by four. Horton with the ball underneath. Bit of a head fake. Jump shot good. Gannon Becker. 24-22 Tigers. 6:15 to go. The three on the other end missing. Horton clears down the rebound. Coming up with the ball and bringing it up the court is going to be Becker. He'll launch it down the right side. McAfee will take it. Brings it to the free throw line. Allen goes in, goes up, missed the layup. Just a little too soft with his shot, and I suspect he commits a foul afterward. The foul is not going to be on Jack. I thought it might be. It's going to be on Trent Ottman. It is his first foul and the first foul of the second half by either team. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with the basketball leading it by a pair. 24-22. They'll kick it over to the right side. Sheets will go back to the left. Kimmy into the lane. Loses the handle on it, and it will go out of bounds at the baseline. The Tigers want to go fast. They want to move fast. They want to fly around. Horton is a team that wants to be a little more controlled, perhaps more deliberate. They're more about defense. And it has been an interesting contrast. Now, here's a shot in the middle that will not go in. Colton Myers is able just to power move the ball away. And they say after he rips it away from the Horton player, he took a step. It'll go back to Horton. 24-22, Atchison County in front and 5:26 to go. Third quarter. Ball comes out on top and around to the right side. Horton setting up their offense. They look to the middle, find nothing there, come back on top, and again, patient, deliberate, feed to the block, the shot goes up, no foul called. Rebounding it down, Atchison County. James Sheets into the forecourt. James changing directions, left, right, back to the left, gets it there to Bowerly. He'll stop at the edge of the free throw line, dip it into the corner to Worley. Matthew will head across the baseline, swings it over to the left, Sheets will launch the three, nope, rebound, Horton. Back the other way, and Luke McAfee takes it down the right side in front of the bench, pulls up the running 17-footer that will not go. The rebound tipped out. McAfee's going to control it, spins into the lane, knocks to the floor. It's going to be the third foul of the game for Colton. Colton Myers will pick up his third foul. Luke McAfee coming to the line. He's got 6 points, and it is 2 of 2 tonight. I mentioned it earlier during the girls' game. I got the inside. Well, I got the first listen. I have no inside knowledge. Got the first listen to the Care Radio 12 Days of Christmas. You hear this, it's become a Care Radio tradition, getting people from around the Care listening area, people that you're going to know, to sing 12 Days of Christmas, put all together, each one getting one of the days. It is spectacular. Second free throw's up. It is not good. 24-23. That is going to be on Care Radio Thursday morning and sponsored by Urban Lawn Care. And tell you what, Ryan and Michelle put together a little prize for whoever is able to call in or maybe recognize the names. You'll be hearing more about that on Care Radio. Now the pass is going to be stolen back by the Tigers. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a one-point game, 24-23 ACCHS. Feed to the right side. The ball stripped away. Tigers save it. Reverse layup. Won't go in. Ball's on the floor. Here comes Horton. Wishdrop is able to get the ball controlled down. Kicks it over to McAfee. His running shot won't go. Rebound powered down by Allen. Won't go. He got fouled. Jack Allen coming to the free throw line. Matthew Worley called for his first foul tonight. Tiger team foul two. And at the line with a chance to tie it with one or give his team a lead with two. It's going to be Jack Allen. First one won't go. Jack Allen is a 6'2" senior for Coach Tavolosi. Dalton Damon is going to come into the game for Atchison County. One more shot coming up for Jack. He can tie the game with this one. It is on its way. Yes. 24-24. This game is tied for the fourth time this evening. 3:47 to play. We've had three lead changes, four ties, and we still have 3:40 to play third quarter. Ball up topside. Tigers start to drive right. They'll bring it back out on top to Sheets, where James will go to Damon. Back over to the left side to Bowerly. Creighton drives it to the free throw line. No room. Brack backs it out on top once again. Tigers now being a little more deliberate with their offense. Trying to confuse that player D in the middle. Here's a shot up, and they're going to wave it off, call it offensive foul. Offensive foul on Creighton Bowerly. His first foul. And it'll be Tiger team foul three in the second half. 3:10 left in the third quarter. It's 24-24. It was 18-18 at halftime. Horton with the basketball way upstairs. Wish drop. They'll feed underneath. Turnaround shot. Two-handed is up and in. Jackson Moman coming in off the bench. Gives Horton the lead. 26-24, 2:44 to go. ACCHS early in the game developed their lead with some good perimeter shooting. A couple of threes in the opening quarter, have not hit one since. Horton has not had a three-point shot successful today. Tigers back to the left to Damon. Now at the baseline. Bowerly way out on top to Sheet. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. You see the Tigers want to get some daylight, get that long shot. They'll take it here. No. Rebound. Chargers. ACCHS needs a perimeter shot to really enhance the opportunity for their team to be successful. Horton doesn't even look for the outside shot. 1:50 to go in the third. Horton with the basketball now leading it by two. They work it out to the top of the key. And we've got a whistle off the ball. And the official, I didn't see what was going on. It was way away from the action. But let's see what we're going to get as a call here as he comes over to the scorer's table. Foul is going to be on Ben Rush for ACCHS. It is his first foul. Tiger Powell four in the second half. Trenton Kinney will check out. Back into the lineup, Matt Worley. Horton putting the ball in play, leading it by a pair. They'll bring it up way high on top. Bowman has it. Tries to go to the right. No room. Tries to go to the left. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. Tigers are going to steal. It's a breakaway. Other end layup. Rolls around and in for James. 5 points for Sheets. And we're tied again at 26. 1:20 to go third quarter. Burke will kick it over to the left side. Now off the block. Inside. Up. Shot short, but because of a foul. And again, looking for the strong move into the middle. Caden Smith did not get it finished. with the officials coming over the scorer's table to let us know that it's going to be a second foul on Ben Rush. And Horton, again, at the line. This time it'll be Caden Smith up there. He has no points yet tonight. It'll be his first free throw of the evening, and it is good. Caden Smith has his first point. 27-26 again, Horton in front. Second free throw, rolls in. It took it a minute, but it went down. Once again, Horton leads by a pair. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tigers back down the floor. Then here's going to be Creighton Bowerly. He will accelerate to the baseline, and we'll have a defensive foul. Official calls a hand check over on the right side. Going to be on Allen. Jack Allen's first foul. Five team fouls for the Tigers, two by Horton with a minute five to go in the third quarter. James Sheets will take the inbound pass, lob it out on top where Trenton Kimmy handles it. Throws on the left side, it'll go to Bowerly. They'll skip pass back on top to Sheets. James holding it up way upstairs now. The Tigers slow it down a little bit. Here's at the baseline, and we get contact, a foul. Is it going to be two? It is. So the Tigers will be coming to the free throw line. Cannon Becker collects his first foul tonight. Stepping up there, ACCHS. The first is short. Trenton Kimmy with 6 points was 2 of 2 at the line prior to that. When he's got one more shot coming up here, get his team back to within one. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. So many fans here from both schools. Great representation from these two institutions. Second free throw is good. 28-27 Horton. Down to 40 seconds left, third quarter. Chargers up one with the basketball. Over to the right side to 13. It's in. Becker with two more, and he's in double figures with 10. 30-27. Tigers down three. Inside a half a minute to go, third quarter. Sheets kicks it right side, Worley. Now into the lane. It's batted away. They had, cutting diagonally from the left side of the free throw line across toward the right block, they had Trent Kimmy. And then the defender got a hand on it, knocked it away, and as it comes up court, we're going to get a Tiger foul. It will be Trenton and his first foul tonight. Now for the Tigers, that'll represent team foul six. So for the last 13 seconds of the third quarter and all of the fourth, Horton will be coming to the free throw line. Chargers putting it in play. Again, 13 seconds to get a shot off. They're having trouble getting it in and lob it all the way into the backcourt. That's the smart play. They'll go to the left, back into the middle with four. Out on top, 3-point shot at the buzzer. Got it! The Horton crowd is on its feet as the Chargers take a 6-point lead after three quarters. We'll be back here in Effingham for a great fourth quarter coming up. The score, Horton 33, Atchison County 27.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
As we come back here to Evan, Kansas, Horton, propelled by a 15-point third quarter, has forged a 33-27 lead over ACCHS here in Effingham tonight. Going to the fourth quarter, it is 33-27. Horton in the traveling royal blue with white. Tigers in the home white with orange and black. It'll be Horton basketball coming to play at midcourt as we're set to go to the fourth. Chargers are going to be putting it in play, and it'll be Luke McAfee to inbound it. Horton is on offense. McAfee will have it between the circles, comes over to the right side. Jack Allen looks to the middle, finds no room, comes back off on top. Now Jack is going to be bumped, tripped to the floor, the ball gets away. Tigers pick it up. Now Horton's going to steal it back. And then, in a little moment of indecision, Cooper Weisdrop will kind of palm it over. He was going to pull up for the shot. Then he was going to take a pass. And then he decided to go ahead and drive. And through all of that, it's a Horton turnover. 7.5 minutes to play. Tigers left side, Creighton Bowerly. Sheets with the top side. Tigers in the game at 3-1. Horton coming into the game at 3-1. Great matchup here this evening to wrap up 2022. Into the lane. The shot is up off the window and good. Matthew Worley. 33-29. 7-10 to play. We got an offensive foul by Horton. Now coming over, one of the Horton players, Luke McAfee, asked the official, can you explain to me what I had done? The official did a great job of laying it out for him. Luke will have his second foul of the game, and the Tigers are going to have their hands back on the basketball. 7 minutes to go in the game. Sheets will bring it up the right side. Now weave all the way over to the left. Between the circles, Bowerly. He'll cut down to the baseline. No room in the middle. Now the pass. They're looking for Colton Myers. The ball's on the floor. Players all over the place rolling forward, and Atchison County's going to pick it back up. Kid for the Tigers, big key, Colton Myers, but he spent a lot of time on the bench with three fouls. Here's a three-point shot for the Tigers. Nope. Rebound, Horton. Bowerly couldn't get the three to drop. Chargers are back. They'll go three. No. Rebound, Atchison County. Down the floor, Kimmy. Drives in, and is it a block? It'll be. The official all the way down to the baseline. He got there in a hurry to the chagrin of Horton, or of the Horton fans. There's the block. It is going to be the second foul of the game. And at the line comes Trenton Kimmy. McAfee with a couple of fouls, as the free throw is up and no good. 33-31. The ball, of course, stolen by the Tigers. Atchison County drives right, Sheets cuts back left, and we're going to get another blocking foul by Horton. 6:07 to go. The Tigers mounting a comeback. They're back to within two. Officials will confer among themselves on the floor. The blocking foul is going to be called on Cooper Weisdrop. Weisdrop, the 6'2" junior. Atchison County putting into play again at their offensive end. That is team foul 6 by Horton. So both teams are going to be shooting for the rest of the game. Driving shot blocked away. Going to go out of bounds back to Atchison County. What a great defensive play by Luke McAfee. He got way up against a taller Tiger player to reject that shot out of bounds. Bowerly will be bringing it in. He gets it over to Sheets. Out on top it comes to Worley. Matthew cuts over to the right side and then bounces it off his toe and it goes out of bounds. Oh, wait a minute. The official pointed the wrong way. The crowd a little unhappy. Now the official from the other side is going to come up and correct that. It's got to be going that way. There you go. The officiating crew doing a nice job. The bottom line, and they talk about it all the time, just get it right. That's just what you got to do. 5:55 to play in the game. Now the Tigers are going to go to some full-court pressure, and Horton breaks it easily. Down the floor comes the dish left, the kick for three, the shot short. Rebound tied up? Yes. Colton Myers digging in. Tying up Jackson Moman, possession arrow, Atchison County. 33-31, Horton in front with 5:45 to go. Tigers into the fourth quarter. James Sheets back over to the right side. Both teams with the starting five out there. Here's a feed over to the left block. Colton Myers shot blocked. Gets a follow shot blocked, but that one will be a foul. The foul is going to be on Horton's Caden Smith, his third. Coming to the stripe, Colton Myers. He's got 6 points. He's 0-for-2 at the free throw line this evening. for the Chargers, Luke McAfee says, I need a little breather as the first free throw kicks out, no good. Coming in for Horton, going to be Trent Ottman. McAfee still looking to the sidelines saying, Coach, can you just give me a minute? Apparently that's not going to happen. Colton Myers, 0 for 3 at the line. He's way better than that. That one is in. 7 points for Colton. It is 33-32. Tigers trail by one here at home. 5:20 to go in the game. Horton has the basketball. They'll go three, hit three. Luke McAfee's second three-point shot of the evening. 36-32, Chargers. 5 minutes left. Matthew Worley all the way into the lane. Could not get a shot away. Gets it over to Trenton Kimmy. He'll slide to the right side. Dumps it out on top to James. Sheets will go to Creighton Bowerly. Bowerly cuts left, loses the handle, the ball's on the floor. Horton's going to pick it up. They're going to drive to the left side of the rock. The shot's up, no. Rebound, Tigers. Now these two teams are both going a little too fast for their own good with 4:44 left. And ACCHS will get across midcourt, and immediately Coach Smith is getting his offense to get a little more in themselves. Here's a feed to the right side of Colt Myers, and it escapes him. Horton back up court with it, leading by four. Charges with the basketball between the circles, 4:20 to play. 36-32 Horton. Around the left side they go. A baseline three, short, rebound. Saved underneath. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds off Atchison County. We're going to get a Tiger timeout, I think. Maybe not. Hold on. That foul. No foul. They're just going to say out of bounds. And it's going to be Horton basketball. No foul there. Beckett comes in the middle. Jack Allen shot blocked. It's on the floor. Tigers have it. Atchison County up the floor. 2-on-2. The feed over to the left side. They're going to have to bring it back out on top. James will dump it over to the right side to Creighton. Bowerly works to the baseline as we're inside 4 minutes to go. Off the block, Colton Myers shoots, doesn't get it. Gets his own board, kicks it out to Bowerly. He'll go three, won't get it. Rebound, Chargers. And now a foul. Fish is going to let us know it's on James Sheets. It'll be his third foul tonight. And this time we do get a Tiger timeout. I thought it was coming a moment ago, Coach on his feet, but now he calls it, and now we'll take it. Joseph, if you'd be so kind. What a finish. Stick with us. 3:40, 6 to play. Horton 36, Atchison County 32.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Full house of fans, all of whom are on the edge of their seats with 3:46 to play. It is a 36-32 Horton lead on the road tonight, and as we come out of the timeout, Chargers are at the free throw line. The first one, no good, missing the front half of a 1-1. Wish drop, and here comes Atchison County, trailing only by four. There's a big collision, no foul called. Tigers to the left side. Kimmy will go into the lane, puts it up. And missed it. Rebound, Horton. Chargers are going to slow it down as they take it across midcourt. Handling the ball up top side for Horton is going to be Gannon Becker. Now, he's just kind of backing it away and standing out near the center. He'll skip it over to the right side. Wishrop has it. I get the feeling that Horton is going to be not at all aggressive with the basketball. 3 minutes to play. Horton with the ball up four. We get a little reach in, and there's the foul. Trenton Kimmy just trying to anticipate the movement topside by Becker. Came in at the wrong time. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Kimmy. And coming to the line for Horton, we'll find Cannon Becker. Cannon with 10 points tonight. Has not had a free throw appearance. He steps up here for the 1-1. On its way, way short. Rebounding it, Atchison County. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Kimmy. So, neither of these teams doing themselves a lot of favors at the free throw line in the second half, but it's still a 4-point Horton lead. Tigers have the ball with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Over to the right side, Colton Myers goes in, goes up, missed it again. Rebound Horton. And right now, ACCHS struggling to find the rim. Just seems like it's rolling around, bounces in, halfway down, and kicks back out. Tigers just can't get him to drop right now. 2:22 to go. Three-point shot, up and good. The shot from the outside is going to be up and in, and it is now 38-32. 2 minutes to play. Back down to the right side. Nice job underneath by the Tigers, Trenton Kimmy. Gave with a little shoulder shrug. Defender left his feet, and he'll draw the foul, come to the line for a pair. 38-32, Horton with a minute 55 left on the scoreboard clock. Now, Horton's going to sneak a player all the way down to the far end of the floor. The first free throw, a little short. And again, these teams struggling at the stripe. In the second half, the Tigers are, what, 2 of 5? Horton is 2 of 8. Second free throw's in. So Trenton will collect his 8th point of the game, making it 38-33. And we're inside a minute 50 to play. Horton back up court with the basketball, leading it by 5. They'll kick it way up high between the circles. Nearly stolen by the Tigers, but McAfee is able to control it back down. Colton Myers with the long defense and then a cross-court pass is going to get away, and Horton is going to turn it over. As Jack Allen comes out of the game, he's telling Coach, "Coach, I did not throw that thing into the 8th row without somebody giving me some push from behind." No foul call. Tigers back up with it. Minute and a half to play. Horton by 5. Tigers with the ball. Kimmy will have it on top. For ACCHS, no panic mode time. They need to score, but they don't need to rush it. But that driving shot is no good. And the rebound is going to be tied up in a jump ball possession to the Horton Chargers. ACCHS will now adapt their defense and go to some full court pressure with a minute 19 to go, down 5. Chargers bring it in, and as quickly as that, Atchison County commits the foul. Reaching in, Creighton Bowerly. For him, it's going to be foul number 2. That's pretty much no consequence. For Horton, coming to the line is going to be Jackson Moman. He's got 4 points, but 2 of those are him being 2 of 2 at the free throw line back in the second quarter. The first free throw, perfect. So Jackson Moman, the 6-foot sophomore. Now the official having a word with the guys on the lane who say, okay. One more shot coming up here. It is out, no good, but hold it. We have a lane violation on Horton. So we will wave off that shot as if it didn't happen, with a point from the first one counts. 39-33. Tigers head to the forecourt now with a minute 10 to go. Around to the left side is going to be Sheet. He'll drive it back up on top. Horton has been in that player defense for a long time. Driving shot rejected out of bounds. Luke McAfee He's 6 foot two, but he went way upstairs to throw that ball out of bounds. Tigers will be putting it in play with a minute two left. Sheets has it, passing up the three-point shot. Drives across the lane, leans back into the middle, kicks it to the right side of Bowerly. He'll go to, won't get it. Rebound, pulled down by the Tigers, followed home by Worley. Worley hits the bucket. Tigers taking a timeout. Here we are in the last minute of the game. 49 seconds to play. It's Horton, 39, Atchison County, 35.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Tiger Pep Band strikes up a tune in the background. The crowd here on his feet. 49 seconds to play. It is a 39-35 Horton lead on the road tonight. Couple of good teams meeting. 3-1, both Horton and ACCHS. Now the Chargers will look to put it in play, and before it comes in, we're going to get a Horton timeout. Joseph, we had so much fun with that last timeout. Let's do it again. Still 49 seconds left. It remains Chargers 39, Tigers 35.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Oh, Tuesday night high school basketball. Final game of 2022, and it's going up with a flourish. A great game, 49 seconds ago. Horton with the basketball leading by four. Now the outlet pass down the floor. It's like Bo Jackson throwing from the center field fence to home plate, but caught from behind and tackled. Colton Myers will pick up his fourth foul. Horton was putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. He just like hurled that baby down the court. And we're going to get now, with Horton in the double bonus, we're going to get a pair of free throws for Caden Smith. He's one of two tonight. That one will not go in. It remains 39-35. 47.9. That play, that inbound, took just a second and a couple of tenths. Next free throw is good. 40-35. Caden Smith with 2 points tonight. Here's a shot on the other end. Quickly up and good by Bowerly. He wasted no time, and now Horton, in an attempt at the steal, we get a collision in the backcourt. The foul will be on Trenton, his third foul, all of which have come in the second half. And again, beyond the limit, Horton will come to the line for a pair of free throws. It's going to be Luke McAfee up here with a dozen points tonight. He is 2 of 4 at the free throw line, hitting his first two in the second quarter, missing his next two in the third. First one, no good. One more shot coming up for McAfee. The Tigers still within one possession. Second free throw, no good. Tigers have the ball back. They are right in this thing, down by three, 40-37. Lob pass over to the right side. Trying to back in. No room. Around to the right they'll go. Bowerly will go to the baseline. Shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers, and we're going to have a Horton foul. It will be Kimmy coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Gannon Becker. This is not the worst foul in the world. Leading by three. sending Atchison County to the free throw line for the 1-1. Front half on its way. No good. Rebound, Horton. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul, and that is going to send Colton Meyer to the bench. It'll be his fifth. So Colton is going to foul out of this ballgame with 22 seconds left. He'll end the evening with 7 points. We walk to the other end of the floor, where our step into the line for two is going to be Cooper Wishrop. Cooper is 0-2 at the free throw line tonight. And we're going to get a Horton timeout. Yeah, we are. Taking a break with the Chargers. Here's the scenario. We've got 22 seconds left. Horton coming to the free throw line, leading the Tigers 40-37.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Taking the timeout with 22. Let's be precise here, Joseph. Joseph is a very precise guy. I think everybody needs to be aware of that. I mean, Precision. That's his middle name. Joseph Precision. 22.9 seconds remain in the game. It is a 40-37 Horton lead. The Tigers have just had Colton Meyer foul out of the ballgame. And at the line for the Chargers, Cooper Wishcroft. He'll have two in the double bonus, but he is 0-2 at the line tonight and has 4 points. Here he comes, standing in, knee bent, free throw, no good. One more shot coming up. This is a big one. This will make the difference in a one possession or a two possession lead. At 22 seconds in basketball time, it's a long time. Free throw rattles it in. So Cooper hits a big one. It's 41-37. Tigers with the basketball around to the left. Bowerly goes left, baseline three. Got it! Matthew Worley coming up big. Tigers taking a timeout. There is some strategy cooking now on both of these sidelines. We'll be back to see how it ends. 9 seconds to play. Horton 41, Atchison County 40.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here in Effingham, Kansas tonight, a tremendous group of officials, obviously experienced guys who have this thing very, very well in hand. They have changed the clock. They've added a second. It is 10 seconds. Chargers will be putting into play. They may run the baseline. Looking. Baseball pass, other end. It's going to be caught underneath. The layup is good. All the way. That was a 90-foot inbound pass. Cannon Becker hits the shot. Three-point shot. Tigers is good by Creighton Bowley. And that ties the game at 43 at the buzzer. What a shot by Creighton Bowley. He pulls up, launched that thing. It was in the air as the crowd screamed. You couldn't hear the buzzer go off. And we go to overtime. We'll be back to begin the overtime period here in Effingham. Horton 43, Atchison County 43.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Coach always told you right, hit your free throws. Free throws are big, they're important. In the second half, ACCHS, 3 of 7. That's not very good. Horton was 4 of 14 at the free throw line in the second half. And we find ourselves in overtime. Tigers take the tip, and we're underway in OT. Tell you what, if what you're looking for Christmas is some exciting basketball, this is the place to be. Here's the drive to the right side. The layup in and out won't go. Bowerly, who hit that huge three to send it to overtime, could not hit that driving layup. Coming up court with the basketball. Half a minute into the overtime. Still even at 43. The lob to the right side, trying to back in. They'll kick it back out on top. The ball stripped away. Tigers coming up with a steal. The dish to the right. All alone, the layup is in. Matt Worley. Tigers go up 45-43. 3:05 to go at OT. Horton has led by as many as 6. The Tigers have led by as many as 8 back in the opening quarter of this game. Now the Chargers with the basketball. ACCHS trying to come up with a steal. Loose on the floor. Horton's able to recover it. Back over to the right side. Driving in. Falling away. The shot is up. No good, but we're going to get a blocking foul, I think, on Dalton. Now the official coming over and warning Dalton that he prefers he not express himself. It will be a block. And Damon picks up the foul. I've got him for 4. Free throw. Good. Gannon Becker's 13th point today. 1 more. Looking to tie the game. He does. Even again at 45. 2:42 left in OT. In Effingham, Kansas. Packed house. Everybody enjoying the game. Everybody nervous about their team going to come away with a win. Here's the ball batted away. Tigers are going to save their own misplay. Here's the shot from underneath. The layup is going to be up and good. And they're going to wave it off. We're going to get an offensive foul call. That will be the 4th foul on the Tigers, Trenton Kimmy. All of them have come here in the second half. 45-45 with 2:26 left. Charges will be putting it in play for the backcourt. They'll bring it into the edge and back into the middle. Up floor with it comes Horton and Luke McAfee. McAfee has run this ball club through the course of the game at the point guard spot. Now they'll go to the free throw line. That's going to be Jack Allen from 16. No. Rebound. Pulled down by the Tigers and coming in from behind. They're going to have a foul on Jackson Moman. So Moman, the 6-foot sophomore, will pick up the foul. The Tigers are going to stroll to the other end of the court and once again come to the free throw line. Stepping up here is Matt Worley. Matt has not had a free throw tonight. And he is an outstanding shooter. 9 points. All of them have come in the second half. This shot is up, and it's in. A dozen points now for Worley. Horton is going to take Jack Allen out of the game and put Caden Smith back in. Second free throw will not go. Horton rebounds it down. Tigers leading at 46-45. 2:03 left. Horton with the basketball up top side. McAfee dumps it over to the left to Smith. Looking in, pivoting with the right foot, finds no room there, brings it back out to the top, and they're going to reset it again. The feet over to the right block, backing in, turn it, shooting off the window and missing it. Offensive rebound, following up, hit it. Caden Smith staying with the ball, puts his team in front. Horton leading it now 47-46 with a minute 34 to go. And the Tigers are going to throw it away. ACCHS lobbing a pass out to the top of the key, and it just gets away and goes into the scorer's table. Horton will have it in play right in front of the table. With a minute and a half left. Charger basketball, they lead by one. The cross-court pass hauled in. Driving into the middle. The running jump shot, no. Rebound. Horton follows up, no. Rebound. Tigers. Horton missing a couple of layups. Couldn't get either one in. Minute 15 to go. Tigers with the basketball. Down one. Barrelly gets it out on top. And that's going to be over to Dalton. Damon to Kimmy. Backs in. Twist. Turns. There's a block shot and a blocking foul. So it'll be Trenton coming to the line. Foul is going to be the fourth of the game for Horton's Caden Smith. Trenton Kimmy coming up. He'll be there for two. Free throw. Rolls around and in. We're tied. Trenton with that shot is 5 of 8 tonight. He can put his team back in front and gets it. Tigers back up by one with a minute 5 to play. And again, Horton brings it up the floor. Stopping between the circles. Dishes over to the left side to Wishrop. Now outside the left block. Starting in the middle. They'll bring it back on top. 50 seconds to go in the game. Horton has the basketball, trailing it by one. Mitchell says there's plenty of separation, so no count. Skip pass down to the baseline left. McAfee brings it back to Allen. Comes out on top. Spinning to the middle is going to be Becker. Backs away. Half a minute to play. Horton with the ball. Down a point at 48-47. They'll kick to the left side. Going in off the window and missed it. Offensive rebound. Followed up and in. Plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Bowerly. It'll be his third and an opportunity at a three-point play for Caden Smith. In and out, no good. It's 49-48. 20 seconds to go. Tigers with the basketball down the right side, and we're going to see an ACCHS timeout. Joseph, we're getting out of here and getting back. 16 seconds left. Horton in front of the Tigers by one.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, that was some home court magic of the end of regulation as Creighton Bowerly hit a shot at the buzzer, a three-pointer to tie the game and send it to overtime. Now the Tigers are going to have to do something again. This time, it is a one-point Horton lead with 16 seconds left in the overtime. So far in OT, we have had one tie and four lead changes. That's just how good this game has been. It's been absolutely outstanding. Tigers are going to bring it in. Looking to bring it in. They're going to feed underneath the back door shot. No good. Wharton fouls. That was a well-designed inbound play. The foul is going to be on McAfee, but only his third. More importantly, coming to the free throw line for the Tigers for two shots, Creighton Bowerly. He's got 12 points. He has not shot a free throw tonight. Creighton taking his time. Big right-hander. Senior shoots. Doesn't go in. Best he can do now is tie this game with 14 and a half seconds left. One more shot for Creighton Bowerly, the 6'2" senior. It is up. Hits it. So Bowerly hits that. We're tied again at 49. Horton down the court. In traffic. Shoots and scores. Off the left side. 6 seconds, five. Tigers with the ball. The three-pointer for the OT win. Off the mark. Followed. Off the mark. Horton wins it. Final score tonight in overtime. Horton 51, Atchison County 49. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, where the crowd still milling around a little bit, just kind of reveling in that exciting, exciting game that went into overtime. But it was the visitors from Horton who came away with a 51-49 win. Let's recap the scoring of this thing. We've got 13 points for Creighton Bowerly. He hit that massive three-point shot at the buzzer to end regulation to send this thing into overtime. It was a dozen tonight for Matthew Borley. 9 for Trenton Kimmy. We've got Colton Myers with 70 fouls out with 20 seconds left in regulation. James Sheets with 5. Tigers scoring came only from their starters. For Horton, they played a little bit deeper and had a little bit more spread out scoring. It was Gannon Becker, though, who paced away with 14. 6 tonight for Caden Smith. 5 apiece for Cooper Wishrop and Jack Allen and Jackson Moman. 3 tonight for Luke McAfee. Tremendous ball game. Bank of Atchison player of the game. We're going to give it to Gannon Becker here because Gannon led his team in scoring and led his team to come back with a couple of huge free throws in the OT. Horton wins tonight. They go to 4-1 into the holiday break. ACCHS at 3-2. Opening game tonight, it was all Lady Tigers. Atchison County winning it. They go to 4-0. Horton drops to 1-4. Lady Tigers winning that one 66-16. Hey, again, remember, Thursday morning, it is the great holiday tradition, the Care Radio 12 Days of Christmas, sung by notable people from around the Care listening area. Tune in. Urban Lawn Care is going to be providing a nice gift for the person who calls in and is able to recognize names. You'll hear all of the details as we unfold it. I'm just going to tell you, I got to hear it. Fantastic is not a good enough adjective for this song. You're going to love it. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here. Final game of 2022. There's the sad note. The good note is 2023, right around the corner, and we've got a packed slate of games to bring to you, and we're looking forward to doing that. That said, till we greet you next time, for Joseph. Joseph, the guy in the K-Radio Sports Studio, has done all the work, and while we were doing these games, he's put up the tree, puts up wreaths, he's got, like I say, tinsel all over the place. Festive guy he is, Joseph. Thank you very much. From ACCHS here in Effingham, Kansas, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.